in my phone, but my phone is recording us right now. Welcome to the STEM Seekers Podcast, the podcast that helps equip you to help kids seek God through science, technology, engineering, and math. I am your host, and along with me today we have...
Jeanette.
And...
Jeff.
Jeff, you're back with us.
Welcome back, Jeff. We've missed you.
They've dug me out from the archives once again.
We missed you. Three episodes.
Thank you. Wow, I missed it too. Yeah, we have so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a good episode. We got some good stuff to get into. We got to get our jokes back again because we missed that. We didn't. nobody else could fill your shoes with that.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right, to start things off, we've got our review of our last recommendation, which was for the YouTube channel Physics Girl. So, Jeanette, you were sent to do that, and I think Jeff, you watched some as well.
A little bit of it.
Okay, there you go. So, thoughts?
It was very interesting. I watched an interview where her producer or somebody was talking to her. It was interesting. She's very smart, very intimidatingly smart. Like anybody that asks their math teacher to teach them calculus on spring break or summer break, she's very smart.
Yes.
But then she also, I watched where she did some experiments and different cool things with science. And it was fun. It was a cool thing to watch and cool things that you could do with kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun things that you could do with kids.
Cool. Yeah. Like the milk thing. Put a little bit of milk in the bowl and then a little bit of food coloring. And then dip, the earbuds?
Q-tips
with the in soap. And then you put it in that.
Fireworks.
It's like fireworks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Maybe we should do that sometime. Put some of those kind of things into our podcast. What do you think? Ooh. Drop it in the comments below. There you go.
Yes, there you go. I don't think we've ever said that. Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
If you want to see us do a scientific experiment.
That's right. Yeah, well, that could be fun. That would be really fun.
You know, I heard a... somebody say that if they ever hear somebody on YouTube or anywhere that says like and subscribe, they immediately dislike the video and unsubscribe.
So
please don't unsubscribe. Continue to listen. But I'm glad you enjoyed it. Cool. It was something that you would recommend as well.
Yeah.
I was going to recommend it to my oldest son because he's taking physics in England.
Mm.
I think he should do that as his own channel. Physics boy.
Hey.
There you go, yeah.
Hey.
I don't know if he'd do it, but he's got
a lot of... He'd be entertaining.
He would be, I'm sure.
He would be entertaining.
Yeah.
All right. So great, we got that recommendation. Next, we've got our STEM jokes.
We've got some new jokes this week. All right, ready? I had them written down. That's why I'm looking at my phone. All right. So what does blood say when it's trying to be optimistic?
I'm not sure what.
Be positive.
You like that one?
Yeah, my kids are like watching this and going, oh, bad jokes. Anyway, got another one for you. What did one ion say to the other?
I don't know.
I got my eye on you. And I got a last one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we got last one, right?
Yes.
What kind of dog does a scientist have?
Oh,
yeah.
Jeanette?
You got it?
No lab.
Yeah!
You got it! Oh, you're so smart!
Oh, you could be Physics Girl!
There you go!
No.
Well, with the way that we saw Jeanette work before the cameras were rolling, I think she could have a future in this. We were having problems with our lighting in our hotel room here, and she ended up, I don't know if you can actually see this, but she has closed our curtains with a coat hanger. I'm not sure if that
makes sense. It's like one of those life hack videos. She learned that.
I'm not so sure smart. It's physics as much as problem solving.
It's like kind of a physics thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's what physics is.
See, you could be STEM girl. Ooh, and then STEM all about the problem solving. Oh, I like
that. The thing is that it's fixing things. It's looking, if there's a problem, how do I make this work, right? And that's what physics is.
Yeah. Which transitions us nicely into our STEM bucket, which is to be curious and be humble. And so we're not going to talk about any specific one thing to do, but more of a mindset when it comes to STEM about being curious about the world around you, and don't just take things at their face value. I was watching a show recently on the life of Einstein, really good show anyways, years ago, they thought light, the way that it traveled as a wave, it would travel through something called the ether, because outer space, we know now that there's nothing there, like it's just empty, right, by and large. And so how can light travel through it? And so the physicists before Einstein thought, oh, well, there must be something called the ether. And so it was just this accepted fact of physics that there was something called the ether. And Einstein said, well, that doesn't make any sense. And so he completely turned physics on its head by just saying, huh, I want to learn more about that, and figuring things out.
Well, the ether does exist on Minecraft. If you're under, like, I don't know, 30, 40, and you play Minecraft, you know that ether exists.
There you go. I did not know that ether existed
in Minecraft. You know, the ether world, yeah. They have to go through a portal.
I thought it was in the Nether.
Or maybe it's a nether world. I thought it was an ether world. No, it is a nether world.
Oh, well,
it's kind of the same thing.
It doesn't even exist in
Minecraft. My boys play it all the time. So anyway, I learn something new every day. So.
There you go.
See, you tell me something new.
There you go. Being curious. I don't know. Did you guys have anything to add on that? Like, just being curious.
Yeah, I wondered what Albert Einstein's middle name was, actually, now that you mentioned his name.
I'm not sure. We can find out.
You're wondering, what am I thinking? I wonder if Albert Einstein has a middle name. There you go.
See, now
he did not have a middle name.
There you go.
See, you learned something new today for some of you today, didn't you, of that? Albert Einstein did not have a middle name.
Now, see, Jeff was wondering whether he had a middle name, but he was humble enough to ask, does anyone know?
Right.
Does anybody know?
But I think we need to do that in more than just, you know, wondering if someone has a middle name. Mm. In maybe more aspects of our life.
Like, well, I think sometimes people are afraid to ask, and yet the nice thing about science is that it's good to ask some of those questions, right? To learn and discover more, sometimes it's just good to ask. I like the teachers in the class that there's no silly question, really, like, and trying to create that environment where there is a humility to ask, because we're there to learn, right? And we're always learning, and so humility helps us learn if there's an environment for that. So even in our own clubs, that's probably a good thing too, is we need to create an environment where kids are allowed to ask questions today about science, about God, about life. And sometimes kids are afraid to ask. And so we need to create an environment as best we can where if they have a question, they can ask, and where they're not put down for that, where it's a...
Okay to be humble.
Yeah.
It's okay
and we to might be, even have
I
the
don't
answer.
Understand.
Right? Yeah, we might not even have an answer for it, but at least it gives us something to go back and take a look for and come back and say, hey, I found an answer for you.
Yeah. So,
and I mean, even as adults, I know at work, in the office, sometimes if we've heard something in the Sunday message, or if there was something in our devotions and we're like, I don't know about that, we quite often will have conversations in the office. Mariana, I'll be like, what do you think of this? And so I may not ask anybody that question, because I may not be humble enough to ask anybody that question. Mm-hmm. But when it's a safe space, yeah, we'll ask each other and we'll talk about it, and then be curious enough to try to find out, you know, look back to the reference in the Bible and see if we can find that out.
Yeah.
So I think that's very important to make it a safe space.
Yeah. I think that was a huge thing in my life, that I was very much encouraged with the Bible to be curious about it and always be looking for, you know, read your Bible every day. I was just singing that song this morning with my daughter. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. But then also being humble enough to hear things that you know, challenge us in the way that we're living and our understanding of our faith as we're reading God's word. And so it doesn't just apply to the world around us that God has created and being curious with them, but it's also being curious just in our walk with God as well. And if we can model that for kids, that, you know, like you said, Jeff, like creating that environment where kids can come in and learn in that type of environment, it means so much. Because I don't know, I've lost my train of thought. I'm humble enough to say I don't have a train of thought.
Well, for me, like I've met and worked with students over the years who haven't had that environment where they're allowed to ask questions. They were told to not to ask questions. I've had people where I've had discussions with people of other faiths where they're not allowed to ask questions. And so just that opportunity to have a kind of a public discourse of questions and dialogue it's helpful for everyone and for kids. But especially, how do we learn? How do we grow? How do we know what? And as Christians too, when it comes to STEM, we want kids to explore God through science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But that means also asking those big questions, and sometimes it takes wrestling with some big issues, and faith and science are not separate. And so how do we work these things? And sometimes we're not going to have all the answers. Sometimes we've got to look to somebody else like David or Jeanette that's got, you know, more answers than others, or someone else, and study, and it gets to back to where we get to know God better and we get to know his world better and we get to grow in our faith. So I think it's good.
Yeah.
So, and that's all part of that humility, right? In the bucket.
Very cool.
Bucket. What was the other thing in the bucket?
The humility? Be humble and be curious.
Be curious.
Yeah. So be humble, be curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm curious. Do we have a sponsor?
We don't have a sponsor.
We need a sponsor.
We do need a sponsor. So please, if you've got an auto shop that you want us to get a shout out for or anything. Or
actually, hockey equipment, you know. Well, where are the hockey equipment?
Yeah. Actually, we didn't actually talk about this, but we can give shout outs to people who write comments in
either
on YouTube, okay, where we are, or if you're on any of the podcast platforms, write a comment in there. And
I'm gonna go there right now.
Yeah, shout out Jeff next week. But yeah, we can. If you've got any things, any questions that you have that you'd like to have answered, feel free to put those in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. It'd be nice if Harley Davidson would sponsor us.
That'd be great.
Free motorcycle for each one of us.
Yeah. But in lieu of that, we've got CEF Ontario. Child Evangelism Fellowship Ontario.
Even better.
Who is developing the STEM ministries programs to help churches reach kids with science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So make sure that you check them out at cefontario.org and on most social media platforms. And I have some great STEM stuff, but as well other training resources and resources when it comes to children's ministry.
Yeah, okay. We've got some new projects coming down the line too with CEF.
We've got
the teaching tips with the vet coming out soon.
They
already started. So yeah. I mean, so if you're looking for those resources, you know, we're trying to resource you. And if you have ideas of ways that we could help you and your church and resource your church in some ways, let us know. Drop it in the comments below.
Cool. All right. Final thing. Recommendation for you both to check out before next time is your local library. I'm going to give a shout out to local libraries because they are fantastic centers for STEM, not just with the books that you can get there, but as well, a lot of them run STEM programs out of there, like Lego Builders Clubs. And you can also borrow STEM equipment.
Well, this, I was going to say we were doing that for a little while. We got the Makey Makey.
Yeah.
From the local library, and so we pulled that, brought that home, set it up, and it was really cool being able to hook utensils to it, and you could play Mario Kart on Makey Makey and that kind of thing. So it's quite fun.
Yeah.
Or it's not Mario Kart, Super Mario. The old Super Mario, right?
Yeah.
Nice. So we were able to do some of those things and play piano. That was fun.
Yeah,
it's all kinds of stuff you can do with Makey Makey. But we did that and a few other things, And there was a robot, too. I can't remember. It wasn't the same one that we have with our STEM clubs, but it was a similar that Isaiah enjoyed. So
nice. Yeah, so make sure that you check out your local library. They've got some amazing things there, STEM equipment-wise and so on. And a lot of them even have 3D printers. So if you want to actually create something, you can create something online, and you can take it into them, and it's pretty reasonably priced, at least in my library, to just have them print something off for you. You send it to them, and they'll print it off for you.
They also have these things called books. Really cool. I don't know if anybody's ever seen a book, but... libraries are full of them.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah.
All right.
Not just all on the phone and digital. Hand copy, like an actual book you can hold in your hand.
Fantastic.
I know. It's exciting. And some of them are STEM books, too. Go to the STEM, they've got to be STEM areas in the library, right?
At least ask your librarian. She's got
all kinds of books.
I always, I say librarian and say she, and that's a bit stereotypical, isn't it?
It is.
But anyways, go check out your local library, and we will see you all in the next episode.